Quick, why does a Yugo have a defroster in the rear window? To keep your hands warm while you push it. Oh, pity the cheap and much maligned Yugo. It has the reputation of being one of the worst-performing cars ever exported to the United States. The Yugo was once the pride of communist Yugoslavia's automobile industry. Now, tomorrow, the last one will roll off a Serbian production line. It will be missed there, but probably not here. The Yugo hit the U.S. market back in 1986, and soon after, Yugo owners began complaining of engine and transmission problems. For instance, the stick shift sometimes came off in the driver's hands. To mark the end of the Yugo, we asked Fedor Ničić with the BBC's Serbian service to give us his thoughts about the car.
My memories of the Yugo, sadly, are mostly linked with the scorn and derision poured upon it by the Western press. For example, I remember an ad in an American newspaper for Cadillacs stating that if you bought a Cadillac, you would get a Yugo for free, which is a bit like getting a little toy in a pack of cornflakes.
Everybody needs a Yugo sometime.
I bought my Yugo because now I can afford a brand new car.
I think it's fun to drive, and it beats my old carpool.
We wanted a dependable second car.
And this Yugo's just what we need.
I have absolutely no idea why anyone tried to market this car in the United States. First of all, Americans are used to driving big cars. For Americans, something to be good, it has to be big. So trying to sell a small car like the Yugo in the United States was probably not very sound.
With over 200 engineering improvements, dollar for dollar, the all-new Yugo is the best new car value in America.
Another point of interest about the Yugo is that the engine and most of the component parts were parts of Italian Fiat cars. The only part of the Yugo that was designed by Yugoslavs was the body, and sadly, that's probably the most unattractive part of the car. I know that a lot of jokes have been told about the Yugo in America. I can't say that I found any of them particularly funny or original, and I certainly don't remember any Yugoslav jokes about the Yugo.
When it comes to building tough, dependable cars at America's most affordable prices, Yugo leads the way.
That was Fedor Ničić with the BBC's Serbian service. He may not like Yugo jokes, but here's another one before we go. What do you call a Yugo at the top of the hill? A miracle. What do you call two Yugos at the top of the hill? A mirage. Apologies to Yugo fans. We just can't help ourselves. This is PRI.